Yo, this is Joe.
And this is your boy, Eli.
Welcome back to another episode of the Off Wrestling Podcast. On this episode, we'll be giving a quick little breakdown of our thoughts and opinions. But first, the intro. Welcome back to another episode of the Off Wrestling Podcast. This podcast episode, we're basically going to touch on Hell in a Cell. There were a lot of Cell matches this past week. Before I get started, like, our very first podcast episode was touching on last year's Hell in a Cell.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So this is like, I don't know if we want to call it an anniversary, but like, this is like our very first episode, Hell in a Cell.
That's really wild, bro.
Yeah. Wild. Coming back full circle. We out here. Yeah. I'll just say that we're growing. We're definitely growing as a podcast. And I don't know. It's pretty cool.
That's crazy, man. 1 year. It's almost like a 1 year anniversary or something. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's dope, man. Back at it again. You know what I mean? So I guess we can go ahead and get started with the first Cell match, which I felt like should have been on the actual show because the actual show really needed this match.
Yeah.
Which was Roman Reigns versus Rey Mysterio. I guess Rey didn't want to wait until Sunday to fight Roman, which I don't really understand because the match is already scheduled. Yeah. But he really just wanted to go against Roman, and Roman just pretty much was like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, Ray was like, yeah, like, I hate you. You attacked my son, and didn't end too well for Ray.
I'm pretty sure he tapped him out with like a new hold I normally don't even see him use. So,
yeah, so he didn't even use his finisher already. Didn't even bother to use his finish. He's like, you know what? I'm going to make a new finish. I'm going to do the guillotine.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
The one thing I was a fan of during this match, I guess, was the powerbomb to the outside. Like, because, like, you know.
Yes.
You know when he did that to Dominic, like, last week? Like, it's kind of like full circle. I did like that. But, again, I hate when SmackDown takes stuff that's supposed to be on the main card. Or they'll have a title change or something the week before. Like, they always – they almost never save the good stuff for the pay-per-view. I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make that much sense. Like, you have opportunity to make this pay-per-view better. Why take a match off, especially like a high marquee match like Roman versus Rey Mysterio? Like, it just makes sense to have it on the card. And it's already a Cell match. So I feel like maybe their ploy was like, because I know they were saying like Roman either wants to start the show or end the show. And maybe they just couldn't get him in either slot. And that's what happened. Or maybe they just wanted people to watch the match and be like, oh, this is interesting. Maybe I'll buy Hell in a Cell. You know what I mean? But
right. It
didn't make sense as far as, like, the quality of the pay-per-view.
It did not, and this definitely should have been on the card. Not to mention, with the actual start of the pay-per-view, like, it did not start well because nobody could actually watch it. Like,
yeah.
It did this thing. Like, I told you, like, I tried to start it, and it would not start. For the first 15 minutes, it would not start the match. Like, WWE even tweeted out, like, who's going to win, but like between Bianca and Bayley, and everybody was like, we don't know. We can't watch your pay-per-view right now. Like, nobody was able to tune in exactly that time. And even when it did start, they made us watch the kickoff first. And like, Peacock has this thing where you can't fast forward or rewind at all. So like, it's just a really trash app. You know?
Trash, bro. There was nothing wrong with just keeping it on the network. I wish they would have kept the pay-per-views on the network, but then also maybe had, like, the replays on Peacock. I feel like that would make more sense, because why mess up a method that's already working? You know what I mean? And you already have had it for a couple of years, and you've kind of vetted it out. Why, like, go to this brand-new app, and then it's not even the same?
Unless they're going broke, man. I don't know.
They might be going broke. I don't know.
I don't know. So
the moves that they're making, it looks like they're going broke, man. Even though, like, their stocks are going up, which, I don't know. Their vessels are going up. I was gonna say, I believe the first match was Bianca versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship, which had Bianca going out on top. What'd you think about this match?
I think they used Bianca's hair a lot. I mean, I liked it. It was creative. At one point, I actually thought that Bayley was gonna win. I think like Bayley tied a chair to her hair or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I did question why there were taped kendo sticks underneath the ring that didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, when I was but at overall, your house, when I was at your house, I was like, so that was already under the ring? Like, why are they pre-taped?
And nobody's going to question that at all. Like, yeah. Why are these things taped together, like a table?
And it's like, I think Michael Cole was like, yeah, those tape kendos. And it's like, how do they get there? Like, can we explore this? Like, this
we're not going to explain it at all. Yeah. I think it was a solid opener in that, you know, it's always creative with Bianca using the hair for stuff. I'm just happy Bayley didn't win. We don't need Bayley back as champ. She's a solid performer and stuff, but it's like, didn't she have it for over a year? I feel like Bianca needs the legitimacy more than anything. You know, man?
Yeah, I definitely think that we needed a fresh challenger for Bianca. I probably would have stopped watching that part of SmackDown if Bayley would have got the title. Like, because I can't do it. And there's nothing wrong with her heel character. It is kind of annoying, which is the point, I guess. But I don't think I can stand to watch Bayley like do that laugh and hold the title for like 6 months. Like, I can't do it.
It reminds me of that Seth Rollins laugh, man.
I really hate you. Like, if this is what your task was to get you, it worked. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm really glad that Bianca defended the title and kept it. I'm really interested to see like who her SummerSlam opponent is going to be, or if it's going to be multiple opponents. I feel like Bianca's pretty much dusted everybody off so far.
Yeah.
Unless they do Carmella, but then like we all know that Carmella's beatable. So I don't know who's gonna be a good challenger for Bianca.
And they keep putting Naomi in the tag teams, like they had her in a tag team with Asuka. Now she's teaming with Asuka and Raw. She had her team with like Lana and stuff. It's like, I mean, I can see a feud with Naomi and Bianca. Like, I would want that, but I don't feel like it's gonna happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We deserve it, though, as a fan.
We deserve it. Yeah, and then plus what they're doing with Shayna and Nia and stuff, like, nobody is really in the position to beat Bianca. You know?
True. I believe there's a draft coming up soon. Like, was next August? Month. I think so. It's coming soon within the next couple of months. They need to mix it up, bro. Like, bring in people from NXT if you got to. Like, just mix it up. Like, it's stale. It's super stale right now. Yeah, I think the next match on the card was Cesaro versus Seth Rollins for the like the third time, I feel like.
Yes.
Which had Seth Rollins ended up pulling off the W. I don't know how I feel about this because
that was like my biggest issue with the match, the fact that Cesaro lost. Like, yeah. I thought this whole thing was to like legitimately push Cesaro. So
same.
Why did we push him, give him a match with Roman, he lost, and then goes back to the match with Seth Rollins and he loses there too. Like, you're kind of pedaling backwards now.
Yeah, it doesn't make a ton of sense. Like, he already beat him. You know what I mean? Like, let Cesaro go over and just let that be it. Like, he beat Seth. Like, why does Seth have to come back and get his like his evening up match? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense. I'm really, really done with this feud. I hope they stop it. Like, I don't want to see it at the SmackDown and it's still going.
But you know they're going to have one more match. Like,
nah, man. I can't do
they
it.
They love this 50-50 booking thing where it's like, this guy wins and then this guy wins. And then now we got to settle it in a ladder match or something. Like, the loser has to leave. Like, they always got to do that. But realistically,
SmackDown.
Yeah, like, right before the draft. Like, realistically, like, Seth Rollins does not need this. Like, Seth could lose to Cesaro and then challenge Roman Reigns and nobody would see anything wrong with it. But vice versa, it's like Cesaro can't do that. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, and that's the biggest issue. Like, he couldn't even challenge for the Universal title. Like, it just wouldn't make any sense. He needs a legitimacy, which is why, again, like, it just doesn't make sense for them to give him they gave him the Dolph Ziggler treatment, and then they made it look like he was going to win, and then, bam, he lost. Why?
Nothing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I need something new for Cesaro. And like, at least have him go against like the other mid-card wrestlers and try to get the IC title.
I'm satisfied with that, bro.
But then I'm also scared because, like, what if Cesaro gets drafted to Raw and then he goes against Sheamus? I feel like we've seen Sheamus versus Cesaro a bunch of times too, man, for the US title.
Their feud started with a best of seven series.
Yeah.
I do not need to see them ever fight again.
No. The only good best of seven series I've seen is like, I think it was like Chris Benoit versus like Booker T or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time it ever worked. Like, after that, it's like, I don't want to see this type of series again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody needs to wrestle seven times.
Yeah.
In a row.
And it's funny you should say the Sheamus versus Cesaro thing. I can actually see them doing that, bro, which is unfortunate. Like, Sheamus gets drafted to SmackDown or you know, Cesaro gets drafted to Raw and vice versa. And they really do have the best of seven thing, like, again.
No.
Stale TV.
Stale TV. And that doesn't help anybody. It just makes you like not really care about Cesaro as much because you've seen him too much. Like, yeah. It doesn't make him feel too special. But I guess we can move on from this one. I hated that Seth won, and I feel like they're going to try to continue the feud, but I hope not.
What was it? Alexa versus Shayna Baszler?
Yes.
To me, this was, at least like finish-wise, this is one of the worst ones so far. This is terrible, bro. Like, trash. I think what did Alexa like possess Nia to slap Reginald?
Yeah, she put
who wrote this, bro?
I think it initially started off where like Alexa looked Reginald in the face and the eye. Yeah. And then his eye started burning. And he was like, I can't look at her. I cannot look at her. I can't look at her. And then it was like, Nia was like, are you okay? What's going on?
I cannot and then, look at Miss Bliss.
I cannot look at her. Yeah. The fake accent. Yeah. And then, like, I guess Alexa, like, slowly raised her right hand. And then Nia raised it to and then slapped Reginald. And then, like, she let out, like, this scream, like, And then Nia screamed with her. And I was like, what am I'm watching done. Right
now? Yeah. Like, this is terrible. Did you see where they try to do it? They try to do that on Raw again.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Where Reginald was going to slap Nia. I was like, no way they're doing this.
Yeah.
I was like, you're not getting this past the network, bro. He is not about to slap Nia.
I was looking, I was like, are they going to do it? They're gonna slap her? Yeah, man. It was bad, bro.
It was bad.
Did you notice how Alexa on Raw, she had a new interest theme? I wonder if they're trying to distance her from The Fiend a little bit.
She did.
She had a whole different song.
Yeah, it was totally different. Yeah. But, I mean, just about this mess, like, I just don't like how soft they made Shayna look. Like,
yeah,
she's supposed to be one of the most ruthless women on the roster. Like, to me, you know, the real match is, okay, we're going to save this for like Shayna Baszler versus Becky Lynch or something like that. Or if Ronda Rousey ever comes back, like that's the real match, but you having to lose to like the smallest girl on the card, like regardless of supernatural powers or anything, it makes her look soft, bro. Like
it just does.
And like she was doing holes like her arm bar, like where she's supposed to like break her arm, and then Alexa Bliss was just laughing. I was like, this is not good for anybody at all.
Yeah, and I still don't know how I feel about her no selling everything. Cause even like The Fiend would no sell, but he would sell some things. So she doesn't sell anything.
Anything.
Like anything that's supposed to be important, or like if there's a move that's like their go to move and she's just like laughing it off, it doesn't help anybody. It just makes Alexa, I guess, look stronger, but we don't really care about it. And it makes the other wrestler look, like you said, like soft. Like, you know what I mean? Like
it's that. Killing the business.
Yeah, like their moves aren't really doing anything. And it's like, so when Shayna does these moves to another wrestler, you know what I mean? Like, are we going to take it seriously? Like, are we supposed to take it seriously? Because Alexa, she laughed at it. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. Right.
Yeah.
It really.
I can't imagine her being in Royal Rumble and just no selling like 29 other people's just throwing them out the ring.
Yeah.
Like, this would be the worst Rumble of all time, bro.
Yeah, didn't they do that though?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know how or if she got eliminated or what happened, but I'm thinking they did. I can't even remember. Like,
I think they did. And then she had like an outfit change in the middle of the Rumble. They think it's dope though.
It doesn't get better. It just doesn't get better. It gets worse.
Yeah.
I just want to see how the stuff like this is going to work in front of a live crowd. Like, people are going to see this. Be like, they're just going to start booing.
Yeah, they're going to boo it. And then they're instantly going to know that, okay, this isn't working. And I feel like during this time of quarantine and COVID and everything, they haven't really seen like how fans react to certain things. Like, of course, at WrestleMania, they cheered for everything because it's like, we haven't seen wrestling live in so long.
Right.
We're just happy to be here. But I feel like consistently they have to be live now. And I feel like a lot of stuff that they tried during this time isn't going to work out the same. And they're clearly going to see what works and what doesn't work. So I can't wait for it to go back to normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this ain't working.
It's not. What was the next one? Was it Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens?
Yes, Sami Zayn
for the another match that I believe we've seen about 100 times. I don't know,
maybe 100. Yeah, these dudes they've been wrestling each other since like the Indies, like Ring of Honor.
Yeah, it's been like 15 years.
Yeah,
which is why I thought it was weird when they brought one of the Logan brothers in for that match at WrestleMania. I was like, they didn't even need that. You know?
Yeah, they did it. They really, there was so much history between the two of them. Like, they did not need that at all. Yeah. And the Paul brother did nothing.
I still don't know why it wasn't why was Apollo not defending his Intercontinental Championship like in some kind of multi-man match? Like, maybe that would have made it interesting, but the fact that it was like Sammy versus KO again with nothing on the line, that doesn't, you know. I don't see why that made it to the pay-per-view, why this isn't a SmackDown match. You know?
Yeah.
And I remember you watching, like, you said something like when we were watching it, you're like, this feels like a regular episode of Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
And it did. Like, this is the type of stuff we would normally already see. So it just didn't do anything for me, even with Sammy winning, you know, after losing at Mania. It just didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. That was the match where, like, I felt like I was just going to check my phone, go use the bathroom, make a snack. Like, I didn't care. Like, it just felt like, oh, okay, this is Raw. This is SmackDown right now. Like, this isn't a pay-per-view. And it just feels like they picked two random people from that Apollo feud. It was like, all right, y'all go out there.
Yeah.
Wrestle real
Biggie,
quick.
Biggie wasn't on the card. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and it's like, I thought y'all were trying to build up Biggie. Like, what's going on? Like, what are y'all doing?
This could have been a fatal four-way.
And then you have this new character, Commander Aziz. Like, what's going on? Like, what are we doing?
Commander Aziz in the Party City costume.
That horrible outfit.
General costume.
Yeah. It really feels like, to me, they probably like outdid themselves with having Roman and Rey go on SmackDown. So they needed something to fill a time slot. So they were like, okay, let's just throw out KO and Sammy. But I feel like it would have made more sense to just have them, everybody involved in the feud, have a match, like a ladder match or something. Something, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Exciting. Or you have like tag team titles. Like, why not have your tag teams be on the
card? Is TLC next?
It's Money in the Bank.
Oh, Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still feel like the tag teams won't get shine, but it's like, where are your tag teams right now? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Usos,
I don't know. Right? You got the Usos, you got the Street Profits, like, whatever. Not my show. it doesn't make sense, bro.
It's just awful. What was the next one? What Rhea? All for Wrestling Podcast. It's Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair.
For the Raw Women's Championship.
Yeah, there's so many of these. I'm just not a fan of the finish for it, bro. Like,
it's all rematches.
Yeah, it's rematches, and then a lot of them did not have good finishes. Like, didn't this end by DQ?
Yes, and ended by DQ because Rhea did something that every wrestler does. She slammed Charlotte's head on the table, and they DQ'd her. And I was like, hold on, what?
I was so confused.
No. I was like, no. We've had all these matches with people jumping off the top rope and slamming people through the table. People getting pedigree to those announce tables, grand title matches, all the time. Why is it that it's a DQ now? When did this rule get added? Like, what? Zero sense, bro.
Yeah. I was not a fan of this at all.
I was hot. I was like, what? You had Daniel get Batista bombed into an RKO on the table. And then you're DQing Rhea for slamming Charlotte's head on the table. Like, what? Y'all use the tables all the time. That means still steps can't be used. That means the ring post can't be used now. What are we doing? I hated it, bro.
It's all for Wrestling Podcast.
I hated it, man. That was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Honestly, I feel like Asuka should have been in this mix too. Like, I didn't like it being a solo match, but
yeah.
At the end of the day, it's not my company. It's just a bad, you know.
They're teaming Asuka with Naomi now, which I'm like, leave Naomi alone.
Man. Leave Naomi alone. Make Nelly bring her back as a solo star, bro. She deserves to be a solo star.
Why is she being punished?
Yeah, I honestly don't still see why they have Shayna with Nia. Like, they have a lot of solo stars in tag teams right now, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, man. If you're lacking with tag teams, how come you didn't keep the Iconics? You know what I mean? That's another podcast. I'm not finna start.
Don't start.
I'm a little upset right now. Just thinking back about this DQ, like, it just made me upset. Yeah. But go ahead.
And that was a match. I think this was a match before the main event. Like, we're almost done with this card.
Yeah.
There's only one match left on the card.
Literally.
And it was the Drew versus
Bobby Lashley
match
for the WWE Championship.
Another finish. Like, didn't this ended with a roll up? Because I think MVP had gotten in the cell, Drew's leg, and then Bobby got the roll up. I was like,
yeah,
what got are we doing right now? Yeah.
I'm just happy that this feud is over with. Like, that's the main thing I'm happy about.
Because I believe Drew can't challenge anymore as long as Bobby's
champion,
right?
Yes. It's over now. Hopefully it's over, but on Raw, they had him like qualifying for the Money in the Bank match. So it's like, hopefully he's trying to get the Money in the Bank to challenge Roman. Cause like, we know that he can't challenge Bobby, but they didn't really even talk about it on Raw. So,
I believe so. He had a qualifier match against John Morrison, and I think John Morrison won. So Drew's not even in it.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. And I think next week they're gonna have a triple threat with it, where it's like AJ, Drew, and someone else. Drew and Randy, I think.
I'm almost positive they're gonna find a way to put Drew back in it. Like,
man, I hope not, man.
I hope not.
Give Drew a break.
Especially if he held on to the briefcase, it's like he would either have to go on to SmackDown or wait for Bobby to lose it. It's just give Drew a break. Yeah. I did like the fact that they on Raw they put a lot of the guys over that normally don't go over because with Riddle, I think Riddle was the one to beat Drew, and then Morrison beat Randy and one other guy. I think somebody Ricochet beat AJ. So yeah, that's why they're having a triple threat match with the three losers in the match, you know. So I did like that, but it's just like I feel like we need some new talent, some fresh blood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Drew's had so many rematches. He has so many matches with Bobby. Like I'm tired of it.
You have so many other wrestlers you can build up, but you're building up the same guy that was literally he won the title a year ago, 2 years ago. Yeah, like just do something different. You know what I mean? Like just give us some new matches, build up some new superstars. It's not hard, man. Just build up some new superstars and do something different. You're wondering why Raw is losing viewership. You just keep having Bobby go against Drew all the time. Like, it's the same stuff. You know what I mean?
The briefcase definitely needs to go to somebody who has never, ever been WWE champion.
Yeah, somebody that's never had it. And let them win the title.
Right. Don't let them cash in and lose.
Like, let them win the title and do something new. Like, you know what I mean? Somebody that's not 7 feet tall or 6 feet tall, that's super slow. Like, somebody different. You know what I mean? Give us something new to look forward to.
I would be okay if Riddle won it.
Ooh, that would
with
be
the feud
nice.
And stuff he has with Randy. Well, not feud, but the friendship and everything he has with Randy, and Randy like maybe getting a little bit jealous. Like, I could see that being something.
I like that. I never thought about that.
Yeah,
almost want somebody random to get it, like a Ricochet or something.
Like Ricochet, they're never gonna give it to Ricochet. Ricochet is never getting that.
He's dead in the water right now. Like, it would take like a miracle for him to get back on top, but I don't know. I want somebody new like that to get.
He is definitely AEW bound, like at some point in time.
It's about that time. It's about that time, I guess. Yeah, man. I don't know. He needs something new for sure, but I would love to see him get an opportunity, like a Daniel Bryan storyline or something.
I would be happy if either of those three got that briefcase at this point. Once you start adding in people and you start like, all right, we throw Drew back in the mix, it's like, their chances just go down, bro.
Yeah.
Especially like a Randy, like, it goes down.
Yeah. And then I think the last match we were going to talk about was Bobby Lashley versus Xavier Woods. It seems like they just could not let the Hell in a Cell thing die. Like, they were like, we still got the cell ties to the ceiling. Like, let's have another match in this thing.
I guarantee you it's still going to be up for SmackDown.
Probably. Ray's gonna be like, I want to challenge. No, it's gonna be Dominic this time. I want to challenge you in the cell.
Oh, Lord.
Roman's gonna be like, this ain't what you want, kid. That's probably gonna happen. But they had another cell match. It was Xavier versus Bobby. I feel like this match was a little unnecessary, but I get that they're trying to like have a feud with the New Day right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this will eventually lead to like Xavier turning? Or somebody turning on somebody, or do you think it's just going to be like a clean feud? Kofi's just going to lose, take the L, and go home? Or do you think that Kofi's going to get mad at Xavier, or like something's going to happen between the two of them? Or
I don't think, and I would hope that they would never turn Woods heel. Like,
yeah, that'd be bad.
It just wouldn't mesh for me. You know what I mean? Like, he just doesn't need to be a heel. Just put the pushing him as a making him a heel is like the easy way out. Like, just push him as a singles competitor, you know what I mean? Like, make him do the work, you know? Like, he puts on dope matches. Like, I remember I saw a match with him versus AJ on SmackDown, like, when he was first starting. I was like, yo, he really can go, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then,
wrestle.
Like, with this one, this with Bobby. I love when he does that that elbow drop where he walks the rope and everything. Like, he has a pretty dope moveset. Yeah. So, like, just at least put him in the category for Intercontinental Championship. I think he keeps talking about the King of the Ring, like, something like that, you know, like, King of the Ring, let him win that or something like that. Like,
That'd be interesting.
He doesn't need to be a heel.
Yeah, I think it is time for like Xavier to kind of be pushed now. Like Kofi's had his shine at WrestleMania with his story. Big E's kind of went on and did his own thing. They're still kind of working on Big E's work in progress right now. Yeah. But you can at least say
he can challenge for the Intercontinental Championship and win it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really say that about Woods right
now. You can't. And I think it's time for them to start building Woods up, because if not, eventually if Kofi decides to retire or if they do break up the group, like,
yeah,
I'm kind of worried about Xavier on his own. You know what I mean? So always. It's like, you might as well do it right now while he's with Kofi and he's under the New Day umbrella, and kind of like build him up into something new, like have him win the King of the Ring, and then he has like this regal gimmick or something, or he's just the king, you know what I mean? Like the New Day king. But I'm worried about him. He's the one I'm worried about the most. Like even when like he promos, I'm like, make sure you say this, like don't mess up your promo, because
yo, when he was talking to Bobby and he was like, you know, and I'm like, you know, with G4 and everything, and he was like, I'm an 11-time tag team champion. I was like, I wish I could say that about some solo titles, like 5-time Intercontinental Championship. Like, that just holds more weight. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, I'm still nervous for him.
Yeah.
If he ever went on his own brand and he didn't have the New Day with him, like, he might be taking some L's. So, I need him to get a title while Kofi's still by his side. Maybe bring Big E to Raw, something like that. You know what I mean? Like, help him out.
Yeah, because he'll definitely be swimming in that Ricochet water if he's by himself.
Especially if they find out he can sell good. Oh, it's a wrap.
Oh, you like to get hurt?
You're going to be getting bro kicks every week.
You like to get hurt, fam? He does sell way too good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm worried about him.
That's how you end up jobbing, man. Like, and that's what happened with Ricochet, man. If you sell too good, same with Dolph, if you make people look too good, oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, just like the way that Xavier sold in the cell match with, I think it was the Hurt Lock. I was like, oh, God.
I'm nervous for him.
I was like, Xavier, bro, this is a good look, man. This
don't do it too good.
I wish they would have had it where, like, he pulled off a victory against Bobby and then that starts, like, the feud with the New Day.
That would be insane, but yeah.
Because now I'm like, where do they go from this with Xavier losing like that? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because Kofi's supposed to challenge Bobby next, you know?
Yeah, at Money in the Bank, I think.
Money in the Bank.
Which I wish Kofi was in the actual Money in the Bank match, but that's a different conversation. Maybe Xavier could be in the match. I don't know.
I like that.
It'd be better. Hashtag save Xavier Woods. Let's get that started.
Protect him.
Protect. Hashtag protect Xavier Woods at all costs.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and close this off?
Well, that was another episode of the Awful Wrestling Podcast. Please remember, if you did not like it, you can't complain, because we told you it was awful from the jump. It's Awful Wrestling Podcast. Peace. Why?
If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe on the podcast app of your choice. Also, follow us on Instagram at Awful Wrestling Podcast and on Twitter at Awful Wrestling 1. We also accept donations.